The Australian business community is warning the federal government to handle its relationship with China carefully. The caution comes after the Prime Minister admitted political relations between the two nations are strained. Business groups are keeping a close eye on the situation and they're urging politicians to remember the vital role China plays in Australia's economy. Catherine Gregory reports.
For Australia's business community, China is the bedrock of its livelihood and growth.
There's no doubt that China is the key to Australia's future economic prosperity.
Helen Subchuk, the head of the Australia-China Business Council, says business is confident but on watch as the decades-long diplomatic relationship between China and Australia gets tested.
There's no economic downturn with respect to our relationship with trade and investment with China. But when we hear things that are reported between what the Prime Minister said, that they're admitting that there are tensions with the Chinese government, that does impact the sentiment of business. It's a relationship that we cannot take for granted. It's our number one trading partner. Business is very keen for the relationship to be constantly improved.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, acknowledged escalating political tensions between China and Australia, citing our new laws limiting foreign interference as the main reason. He was also unable to provide a clear answer to media reports that some Australian politicians have had trouble getting visas to China. Instead, the Prime Minister said there have been misunderstandings and mischaracterisations in Chinese media. But the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry also warns the government to take care with the relationship. CEO James Pearson.
We need to recognise that governments need to play to a domestic as well as an international audience, and government obviously has as its prime concern their country's national security. It's important to recognise that the business-to-business and people-to-people connections between China and Australia are first class. It's one of the reasons why we've always been calling for the Australian government to include business as closely as possible in negotiations with trade and investment with other countries, including China.
Today, politicians have been asked whether some public rhetoric about China has contributed to the strained relations. Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese told Channel 9 he believes China did notice when former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari was labelled by his critics as Shanghai Sam over his ties to Chinese donors.
I would have thought that a lot of the rhetoric at that time and since has caused some issues, and it's important that, fine for people in the media, but I think people in political leadership positions need to give appropriate statements.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann told Sky Sam Dastyari has a lot to answer for.
I mean, Sam Dastyari and his actions, were in part responsible for the issues that we now have to deal with in relation to the bilateral relationship.
Meanwhile, the United States is also taking stock of its trading relationships. The US president signalled overnight he might yet rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. China's not a part of that deal, but the TPP does open up more options for American farmers in the wake of China's tariff hikes on US imports. Donald Trump told a meeting of US politicians from the farming states that he's pressing China to treat the agricultural industry fairly.
So now we're really negotiating, and I think they're going to treat us very fairly. I think they want to. And again, I don't blame my friend, President Xi. I blame our representatives for years that didn't do a damn thing, and they allowed it to happen.
Senior Australian government ministers say they'd support the US joining the pact. The National Farmers Federation does as well, but its chief executive, Tony Maher, says it would also present a challenge.
We wouldn't want them to just waltz back in and our competitive advantage to be eroded completely.
Yeah.
So we'd want to maintain our advantage, and a significant advantage in products like, you know, beef into the Japan market is worth about $2 billion. So, you know, we're not talking small niche markets here.
The National Farmers Federation's Tony Maher ending Catherine Gregory's report.